Brian Setzer and his orchestra are indeed here on the World Cafe to play a set of music from his pair of Christmas albums, including the latest one, Dig That Crazy Christmas. He also has a new video of the band live doing Christmas tunes. Brian has led this 18-piece band for a while with great success. He hasn't turned his back on his love of rockabilly, which he championed with the Stray Cats. He recently released Rockabilly Riot Volume 1, a tribute to Sun Records. Even if you are a total Scrooge, prepare to smile as Brian Setzer and the orchestra get started with White Christmas.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Yeah. all your Christmases be white.
Every Christmas Eve, you know who's on his way? To my house, the Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. A one, two, three. Jump for joy, all the Christmas boys. You will be Santa Claus.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Where did Brian?
Hi,
where
David.
Where did that one come from? Because that
isn't that crazy.
That is just crazy.
That's like a dream I think I had. I don't know where I got the Buddy Holly guitar part into the choir. I just thought I'd try it.
Just amazing. You know, now you were born in 1959, and a lot of the music that you seem to revere kind of came out in the 50s. And when we're talking about big band stuff, the big band kind of sound that you're closest to is what would be going on in Vegas in the 50s or 60s, I would think. Tell me what kind of bands in the past do you think that your group resembles?
Which group do we most likely resemble? Well, you know, you're a smart guy. That's my stuff, and that's what this pretty much sounds like. In the 50s, the big bands had kind of died, except for, you know, maybe Sinatra doing his stuff and Bobby Darin.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody had ever played guitar in a big band in the front. So that is a brand new sound. That those two had never crossed paths, you know. I would say probably, though, as far as chart writing, as far as the arrangements, we're probably pretty close to the old Count Basie sound.
Hmm.
Probably that kind of style. You know, Neil Hefti's arrangements. Maybe trying to touch Nelson Riddle, although nobody can get near him. That kind of sound.
Hmm. Well, this is, folks who may not know, this is Brian's second album of 2005, the Rockabilly Riot Volume 1 came out. And that was a labor of love. Tell folks a little bit about how you recorded that one, because I understand not only were you in Nashville, but you... use some vintage stuff and really went at it.
I went down to Nashville to record a rockabilly record, and I wanted to get it exactly the way it had been done in the 50s. In doing so, I started to realize how far the Stray Cats had taken rockabilly into a modern direction. Even though you call things rockabilly or swing, I think what I've done with them has changed them a lot. And I found that out when I had done Rockabilly Riot. Was, wow, this is really, when I got the three guys in the corner with all the old vintage microphones and all the good old stuff, I said, this is how it was in the 50s. This is exactly how it sounded. It was kind of hard to play in that style. You had to pretend nothing else happened. You know, 1956 hadn't even happened yet. So you're trying to think the way they would have done it. And I think we got pretty darn close. It's a really unique record. I'm pretty proud of that.
Now, of course, Stray Cats were at the heart of the rockabilly revival at the beginning of the 80s. And now it's not what it was, certainly at that point. You know, the revival isn't the revival of the 50s, et cetera. But do you feel a certain responsibility to kind of keep things alive? Is it in a good way? Is it good to keep that that stuff alive? Or is there any kind of a weight to it for you?
I don't know what else to do with myself, to be honest with you. I think, I started these things out of love, not knowing that it would go anywhere, really. I mean, especially Stray Cats, I just thought we'd be a little bar band kicking around. I did what I loved, and we kind of mixed some styles together. And then it happened again with the big band for me, which is even more of an albatross to think that you could tote around 17 people. And even want people would say, what is a big band? Do you have two drummers? Do you have four singers? They had no idea what a big band was. And all I can say is I love these musics, and I do them out of love. I would never think of – it's always a surprise to me when we have a commercial success, you know, because I'm not – never did it for that reason.
Hmm. Well, you continue to do it, and you know it's funny how you described what the Stray Cats did to rockabilly. I always kind of called it the Jetsons meets the 50s, and it's kind of a whole, and that's what's happening here too with this sound too. It's kind of real.
Yeah, we take it someplace else, but it's based. This is based in big band music and with a lot of other influences. Yeah,
definitely. All right, let's get back to it. What do you want to do next?
I don't know, boys. What do you feel like playing tonight, huh?
Can't go wrong with Jingle Bells.
Yeah, let's give them Jingle Bells. This is actually what started it all, was revamping Jingle Bells. They asked me how would you do Jingle Bells, and you know how Jingle Bells goes. You know, jingle bells, Batman laid an egg. Jingle bells. So, boy, you think I'm going to get it out from being a polka? And this is what we came up with. A one, two.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a 57 Chevrolet. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. In a one-horse open sleigh. Over them hills we go. Laughing it all the way. Bells on bobtails ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing.
in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing, 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 laughing. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Woo! Here's one that I wrote called Hey Santa. Got a little tribute to New Orleans in the middle of it. A little Dixieland piece. Check it out. We start this one out with the saxophone swinging. And a one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Dixieland. Santa don't bring me any toys, just bring my baby and a bottle of joy. Maybe just a taste for Uncle Roy. We all know Santa is a good old boy. Can you bring along a bottle of peppermint schnapps? Trumpet players really tops. I got no time for holiday shops, so I got a man that's really hot.
Santa don't bring me any toys, just bring my baby and a bottle of joy. Maybe just a taste for Uncle Roy.
We all know Santa is a good old boy. Hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa. Hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa. Hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa. Well, are you going to Atlanta? Can I hitch a ride with you, old man? Dad lives in Dixieland. Don't want to leave my comfy cozy. Lips are hot and rosy. What's my name now? Ain't you noser? I'd like a little kiss now, I suppose. Hot butter rum, hot butter rum. When you hear me holler now, you better come. 7-11, 7-11. Baby, let's die and go to heaven.
Hot butter rum,
where?
Hot butter rum. When you hear me holler now, you better come.
Come on.
the mood for Christmas. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, people say we're gonna rock tonight. Got a rain a river, then we're ready to fly. Let's hit all the parties, you know Santa's the guy. Love to hear the music blasting up to the sky. Hey, to all the mistletoe, my baby and I. It's Christmas and I'm really getting in the mood. Got the Christmas peepers and a couple of tats. I'm celebrating with the kitties and cats. Hanging all your stockings where the party is at. Snowman, bet your mittens on that. Santa's gonna show you where the party's at. It's Christmas and we're really getting in the mood. The bells are ringing. The party's swinging. Santa's bringing. So come on now. We're gonna party. Yeah, to get it started in the mood. Santa boogie. When the lights are down low, well, this is just a music by Nat King Cole. Baby, if you're ready, then I'm ready to blow. It's Christmas and I'm really getting in the mood. Sleigh bells are ringing. And the party's swinging. Santa's bringing. So come on now. We're gonna party. To get it started in the mood. Santa boogie. Love that jiving music now.
The joint was a chicken, a skirt that did not disappoint. Oh, she bought her from Christmas a new hot rock guard and a rock a bit again with a big old guitar. Because the big as he slipped in her hand, he said, send a couple of letters and set up the man. Her PI was tall and her skirt was tight. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good day.
He's gonna leave his crib up north of the pole. He's always round and that's the way that he rolls. The lights are down low. We'll listen to some music by Nat King Cole. Maybe if you're ready, then we're ready to blow. Sleigh bells are ringing. The party's swinging. The Santa's bringing. So come on now. We're gonna party. To get us started in the mood. Santa boogie. Blow that jiving music now.
Brian, just an incredible version of Getting in the Mood for Christmas, finishing things off. That's another one from Dig That Crazy Christmas. And, Brian, I got to tell you, you've just done away with any need for antidepressants in our audience. I mean,
good.
If you don't feel good now. Anyway, indeed. Thanks so much for coming by. And, of course, many chances to see this band throughout the holiday season. And thanks for making this part of your itinerary. Definitely a treat.
Well, here's to you guys, huh?
Woo-hoo!
Cheers. Woo! Thanks, guys.
Brian Setzer Orchestra, our guest today on the World Cafe. I hope you're in a better mood now. Can't help but be. Thanks again to Brian Setzer and the orchestra for playing live. That new album, Dig That Crazy Christmas, is available, as are the videos. And you can find out more at our website, which is worldcafe.npr.org.